We reach the halfway point of the season with the Lollygag Wildcats at 3-2. The Cats beat Hondo in that district opener, setting up a showdown with the always powerful Mason Cowpunchers. And we caught up with Coach Tom Foolery in week 6 as he prepared for what might have been the game of the year. Time now for our weekly visit with our favorite head football coach, Tom Foolery, the head football coach at Lollygag High School, coming off of a big win last week over Hondo in the district opener, 26-13. Yeah, give him a ring there, Craig.
Got the number here.
Yep.
Here is the number, Tom Foolery. This is the fieldhouse number. So
right.
Got a dial tone. Good.
The old fieldhouse in the rock.
As a caller pointed out yesterday, every time we call someone, they pick it up after the third ring.
I've noticed that, too.
Well, hello, Fieldhouse.
Yes, Coach Tom Foolery, please.
You got him.
Hey, Coach Foolery, it's Dunham and Miller from The Ticket.
Well, how do you fellas doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Good. How's everything up in Dallas?
Well, pretty good. I guess everything down in Lollygag is going pretty well. You guys are on a 2-game winning streak.
Tell you what, when you want to know, people smile a little bit bigger at you when you walk down the halls at school.
Yeah, I bet they do. Well, give us the details now on this district opening win over Hondo.
Well, you know, I was real proud of the kids. They came out and executed offensively, defensively. Kicking game was strong. We had great play all three phases. And, you know, I tell you what, I was real proud of the kids because they just didn't get down. Hondo, you know, was a good football team. We thought we may not have a chance to beat them, and they got up on us early. But we came back, and I tell you what, we had some big hits on defense and caused a couple of fumbles. And after that, we just got on a roll, and, hey, we was in command of the game by the third quarter, and we knew it was ours the rest of the way.
Now, I understand LaShonda, your fine running back, had another big game among many guys who played well.
Well, I tell you what, LaShonda, Demetrius Thomas, so we just call him Shonda, he had 110 yards on 12 carries. It's the third week in a row he's gone over 100 yards. And, hey, it was a great chance for him to showcase his skills because there's lots of college scouts there.
Wow. You?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had guys from, they came as far as Tarleton State. Sol Ross was there.
Right.
I saw one of my ex-coaches who's coaching over at Angelo State there now.
Uh-huh.
Howard Payne. I mean, he's got some people with an eye on him.
I guess so.
And well, I told him, I said, hey, after the game, I told him, LaShonda, that's the way you got to run with pressure on you because this is pressure for a high school kid because, hey, fellas, I'm telling you the truth. I mean, that's the only way he's going to go to college.
Right.
I mean, he's poor. His family's so poor. I mean, they so poor they got to fart just to keep a cent in their pocket.
A cent, with an S.
Him running football that way.
Well, I tell you, we talk about the great things that happen on the field to you, but a head coach always has to deal with things off the field, and we understand you got a problem this week.
Well, we had a little controversy this week. Bodie Lemons, you know, our big tackle, he got caught drinking one of them 40-ounce Coke 45s.
Oh, no.
Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to suspend him. I mean, it was our deal. You know, if you mess up, you know, Bodie, he had to take the paddle. He had to see the Kingsford Killer. That's my big paddle that we call him, the Kingsford Killer, because it'll light your rear end up quicker than fast start charcoal. He was drinking 45 with his girlfriend, and they got kind of tipsy, I guess, and ran over somebody's mailbox, and one of them deputy constables found him and pulled him over, and so we nabbed him. But, you know, hey, Bodie's a good kid.
Right.
He just messed up. I mean, you know, when you mess up, you got to pay your consequences. And, I mean, he knows. I've told him, when you take a dump in your mess kit, fellas, you're going to have to go to bed hungry. And that's just the way it was for Bodie, so... he's going to be suspended this week, but he's been practicing with us, and we look forward to having him back next week.
Well, boy, I'll tell you what, I guess the trip down to Hondo was pretty good. A lot of times you go down there and you come back with a loss, but this time you go down and it was a big win, so good bus ride back?
Well, it was a great bus ride back. You know, I told you fellas, they don't have a DQ down there, they got a Sonic.
Right.
And we went to the Sonic, and it was tater tots and cherry limeade for everybody. And, hey, I don't even... Do you guys know how do they get them tater tots so crispy on the outside yet so tender on the inside?
I don't know. It's one of the mysteries of life.
The recipe they got at Sonic, and everybody's doing great with the tater tots and cherry limeade, except JoJo. Somebody, I guess, I was watching him. But somebody, I guess, snuck him a couple of those chili cheese dogs.
Oh, no.
It was a long bus ride home.
I guess so.
I mean, he stunk it up so bad. I mean, it was so bad, it crossed the line of bad. I mean, it crossed over into almost good. I'm telling you, it smelled like one of Mavis's rump roast cooking on Sunday morning.
Well, let me ask you this.
I'm telling you, it was weird. Weirdest thing I ever, we had to take the bus in afterwards and get it fumigated.
Coach, we haven't even talked about Mason yet. This is one of the best teams really in the state. They're 5-0. They've been just killing folks.
Oh, I'm telling you, when you go to Mason, and hey, when they come to your place, I mean, you got to be ready to play football. And I don't know if we're ready to play for the Mason Cowpunchers. I mean, their coach, we've been coaching going against him for forever, Coach Gordon Woody. He's been there since Moses was a baby, and he's got like 630 wins, and I think half of them been against us.
Now they come to your place, right?
They will smash mouth you.
Yeah, they will.
They will. I told my assistant coach, Coach Mike Shenanigan.
Right, your offensive coordinator.
I said, Mike, I want you to go into the film room, and I want you to break down Mason, and I don't want you to come out of there till you find a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
With the Mason Cowpunchers. And he was in there for about 6 hours.
Right.
And he came up to me because, hey, Coach, I think, I'm not sure, but I think their backup wide receiver, number 86, is a little cross-eyed and has a hair lip, but other than that, they're not weak at all. I mean, that tells you what we're up
to. Well, they've been killing people, haven't they? They've just been rolling over people.
Well, I wouldn't tell the kids this, but, fellas, we got about as much chance of winning tomorrow night as Hillary Clinton does winning the best legs contest tonight at the Bluebonnet Palace.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, they run the Vare. They got some big old 300-pounders, and they just go 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and they will flat-out smash mouth that you got to be ready to play.
Oh, man. Well,
I'm just not quite sure if our program, and we're playing well. We're on a roll, and we're playing good football, but I'm just not sure if we can compete with them.
Okay, I got a tough question. You mentioned Bodie Lemon's problems. Why only a one-game suspension? I mean, it's a pretty serious offense.
Well, I think, you know, we discussed it with the Booster Club, and we discussed it with Bodie's parents, and bottom line is, I mean, we need him, heck. I mean, if you tell you the honest truth, we need Bodie. That's why, you know, we're going to hear from it from some of the, you know, the preacher down at the First Methodist Church wasn't real happy with it.
Right.
He thought it should have been a little stauncher penalty, but... Hey, we're here to win football games, fellas, and I'm quite pleased with the penalty.
All right. Well, Coach, once again, we appreciate the time. Good luck against Mason.
Well, you know, Mason's a class program, and I'm telling our fellas, when we get in the locker room tomorrow night, I'm going to say, hey, fellas, I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you, if we can play with them. They are a class program. I mean, heck, they step out of the shower to pee. if we can strive to become that kind of program, then I think we'll be okay.
All right.
Fellas, I got to go. Looks like the seniors have grabbed another freshman in the shower. I think he's got to bar that ivory soap about halfway up to his colon. I think we may have to call the EMS.
Okay. We'll see you, Coach.
All right. Take care, fellas.
Good luck tomorrow night against Mason. That's Coach Tom Foolery. Lollygag High School. Man, the problems he has down there.
Boy, he's got to deal with those kind of problems. Yeah, not just football, Coach.
Right.
But he's got to keep everything going in the showers and in the
day-to-day
halls.
Basis.
Yep.
450 on the ticket. Sports Radio 1310. Dunham and Miller.